When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, Episode 604, The Anti-Fast Food Diet by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites. Now, today's post is from Leo Babauta, a well-known minimalist who's typically narrated on my brother's show, Optimal Living Daily. And in fact, my brother's show, Optimal Living Daily, was the first show on our network, so feel free to check that out for similar content. But for now, let's hear what Leo has to say about the anti-fast food diet as we optimize your life. The Anti-Fast Food Diet by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. When my family and I visited Tokyo earlier this year, it was a bit sad to see the rise of fast food in Japan. It's a beautiful country with a rich history of traditional lifestyle, incredible food, and good health. They perfected the art of food preparation, using the freshest ingredients to create small portions of beautiful dishes. And while there still aren't many fat Japanese people, especially compared to the US, I'd bet that will change with the insidious growth of fast food restaurants on many a street corner. McDonald's is prevalent, of course, but so are many other Western food chains and an increasing number of Japanese fast food outlets. It's been a while since I mentioned the slow food movement, but I really believe it's the answer to many of our problems. Health and obesity, the hectic and stressful pace of modern life, and the lack of happiness in the complex and often burdensome world. This is the anti-fast food diet, a way to not only lose weight and get healthier, but to change your life to one of simplicity, moderation, and joy. Abandon fast food and all the values it brings with it: mass consumption, mass production, the exploitation of workers, the destruction of the environment, the destruction of small local businesses, the corporatization of our culture. Instead, embrace slow food. Here's how. 1. Stop rushing to eat. Set aside more time for eating, for shopping and preparation, for enjoying life. Stop rushing to fast food places because it's convenient, because it's not so convenient to be hospitalized. Instead, make time and take things a bit slower. 2, prepare your own meals. I know, who has the time? You do. Make the time and cook simple meals without a lot of ingredients or preparation time. It takes 10 minutes to whip together a healthy and tasty lunch or dinner, and it can be a lot of fun. Get the family or your partner involved. Preparing your own meals is healthier, more frugal, and you know you're eating good food. 3, eat real food, not processed. Buy fresh ingredients such as fruits, veggies, whole grains, nuts, beans, and the like. Use ingredients you can recognize, not things filled with chemicals. Don't use prepared food if you can avoid it. Microwavable or boxed foods are not the best. Avoid processed foods if you can. 4, eat slowly and mindfully. Too many people stuff food down their gullets these days. It's not healthy, and you've just consumed food without enjoying it. Instead, take the time to chew your food, to taste it, and to be present as you eat. 5. Enjoy the food. Fully savor each bite. Appreciate the miracle of the food you're eating and be grateful you have that bite at all. 6. Take time to breathe and smile. Before you begin to eat, smile and take a deep breath, reminding yourself to be present and enjoy the food. Between bites, instead of rushing to the next bite, breathe, relax, and enjoy. Savor the moment. 7. When drinking tea, just drink tea. When eating, just eat. Be fully present. Don't read a book or surf the net or drive or work or anything else, but eat and drink. 8. Good conversation. Okay, the exception to the above rule, eating with friends and family. Fast food has destroyed the good meal and conversation because we're rushing as we eat and don't have the time for a good talk. Bring it back. And 9, when you do eat at a restaurant, make it a good one. If you can, avoid those fast food restaurants, but also chain restaurants like Chili's, TGI Fridays, Lone Star, Olive Garden, you get the idea. Try and support locally owned restaurants where they use real ingredients and really make good food. These may be more expensive, but you're not supporting a corporation and your food will be better. And even if it means dining out less, that's okay. Quality is more important than quantity. You just listened to the post titled "The Anti-Fast Food Diet" by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil again here. It's true that fast food is making its way east. More and more countries are being introduced to this American idea of fast food, and many of the chains that we're very familiar with are expanding abroad. In fact, you know, Leo mentioned Japan. In Japan, the way they celebrate Christmas is not with a turkey feast like we typically do here in the US. They celebrate with KFC. Oh, and big surprise that Dr. Neil would have a little bit of trivia about Christmas. Who would have thought? Anyway, even though I'm a dietitian, I do have moods where I am just not wanting to cook at all, or I'm not wanting to think about my meals for tomorrow or the next week. It happens to all of us because we're human. So I get it if you're not always motivated to do it or you feel like you don't have enough time. What I try and do is carve out a little bit of time at the same time every week. So I like to take a little time away from watching some football and baseball on Sundays and carve out a little time to map out what I'm going to eat over the next couple of days. Ideally, map out the entire next week, but sometimes I only get as far as maybe Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But that's okay because it's a start. And usually what I find is once I get Monday, Tuesday, and or Wednesday planned, it's not so bad to figure out Thursday and Friday while I'm at it. And then I make a grocery list based on my menu for the week. That helps keep me on track. So it is something I work on. It's something I work hard at. It's something I have to plan. But it's worth it, and I know I feel so much better after preparing my own meals at home. I know I saved money. I'm proud of what I've done, especially when it tastes really, really good and I surprise myself. I know what went in it, and then it just gives me that momentum to do more healthy things the next day and the day after that and so on. All right, before I go, if you follow us on Instagram, you can see pictures and fun facts about all of us hosts, plus see quotes, participate in book giveaways, and lots more. Just come by Old Podcast on Instagram for all of that. We'd love to see you there. In the meantime, that'll do it for today. I'll be back here tomorrow for the usual Friday Q&A show, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.